I'm Lee Hay. Like many of you who work in your gardens from spring to fall, I sometimes bump into a plant which I haven't seen before. There are so many volunteer plants which drop in and make themselves at home from year to year. So when I saw this book, Weeds of Kentucky and Adjacent States, in the University Press of Kentucky catalog, I thought it might help me identify some of these wanderers. Weeds of Kentucky and Adjacent States, a Field Guide, was published by Patricia Dalton Harrigan in 1991, but the information is still relevant. The sections include one on plant structures and another on plant descriptions, with the plants classified by flower color. I found it interesting to have the plants divided by color, since the illustrations in the book are black and white drawings. However, there's great detail to be found in the drawings. Let's look at the chapters on plant descriptions a little closer. For example, poison ivy is categorized under yellow flowers. I learned that poison ivy blooms in June and July and has berries of a white, green, and yellow color. There's an American Indian remedy for poison ivy given that says you should squeeze, quote, the sticky juice of jewelweed or touch-me-not on affected areas until they heal. And I also learned that the stems of the musk thistle plant, which is found in all 120 Kentucky counties, taste like artichokes and are tender when cooked. Each plant listing has various categories like origin, life cycle, fruit they might bear, and where they're found in the landscape. I enjoyed the historical references included in some of the chapters. There's a story about Cortez, the Spanish explorer, who collected tall morning glory seeds from the Aztecs in Mexico and was the first who sent them back to Spain for monastery gardens. The common purslane plant supposedly was in North America 25 to 3,500 years ago, and at one time was valued for its supposed power to ward off magic spells cast on people or their cattle, and it was also sprinkled around beds to protect from evil spirits. Some of the plants listed in the book are poisonous, while others have medicinal remedies listed with their descriptions. The roots of the common milkweed, when ground up, were once used to treat syphilis, and its juice made warts disappear. Hedge mustard was used to treat diseases of the chest, lungs, and throat, according to one 16th century physician. It's fun to learn that some of these weeds might actually have a beneficial use even today. I found myself searching the internet to find color pictures of specific plants mentioned in this book to help me visualize them in case I bump into any of them in my yard or on a walk in one of the many parks in the area. If you enjoy learning more about the plants in your yard and our region, the book Weeds of Kentucky and Adjacent States, a Field Guide, published by the University Press of Kentucky, is a useful resource. You'll find a link to this book at wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Lee Hay.